Well, I don't think public banks would be inclined to invest in the Dakota pipeline. Even the Bank of North Dakota, which is the nation's only large public bank, and it's been around for 98 years, as far as we know, it did not invest in the Dakota Access Pipeline. And I think for a good reason, because there are issues raised there. For Colorado, a public bank in Colorado probably wouldn't even consider lending to the Dakota Access Pipeline. The banks that have done that are mostly large international banks.
So I suppose having a public bank would allow the community to be more conscious of where the funds are going and whether they want to support these type of industries.
That's correct. A good example of that is that the Bank of North Dakota, which has bankers on its board, they make banking decisions, and they lend often in partnership with the community banks, the private community banks in cities around North Dakota. They did not invest heavily in, for example, in mortgage-backed securities, and never invested in derivatives, because it would conflict with their goal, which is to serve their community.
How could a public bank help a community in times of financial crisis like we saw in 2008, and that many people are predicting will come again, particularly if the Dodd-Frank provision is repealed? What safeguards would having a public bank afford a community?
Well, that's a very good question. The answer to that is that public banks lend countercyclically. And what that means is that when a nationwide recession happens, like 2008, the Bank of North Dakota actually increased its lending. And that meant that there was no recession in North Dakota. North Dakota actually had a record year that year of income. And the rest of the nation, the private banks, they tend to reduce their lending. They're thinking not about the community, but they're thinking about their own shareholders, which, you know, you would argue that, well, that's all right. That's their duty to their shareholders. But what that does is, when they reduce their lending, it requires even more reduced lending, and you have a recession. And that's typically, it is the explanation for why we have a so-called business cycle. Private banks, because they're serving only primarily their shareholders, reduce lending when there's a decline in the economy. A public bank does the opposite. They keep lending going. And there's been a study of, for example, banks in Central and South America that showed that in periods of economic decline in 2008, the publicly owned banks increased their lending and the private banks decreased their lending. And you can see there very clearly how a public bank can help insulate a city, county, or state from recession. In addition, some people have argued, well, the reason North Dakota did so well in 2008 and after is that they had a lot of oil exploration up in the Bakken oil fields. And that is true, they did, but that income did not really kick in until 2010, 2 years after the Great Recession. And North Dakota had record years. They have had record years of income in their bank every year now for the past 13 or 14 years. So you can't really argue that the oil was the cause of their success and getting through the Great Recession without a recession, but record years. And they also, in 2015, the price of oil declined rather dramatically, and North Dakota again had a record year, unlike other states. And finally, the states of Alaska and Montana have also very large and successful oil booms just like North Dakota, but they experienced high unemployment and budget deficits as a result of the 2008 recession. Another thing that helps protect banks like the Bank of North Dakota from recession is that they don't pay commissions and fees for making loans. So there's no incentive to build up a bubble in real estate, for example. And they don't pay outsized salaries of $20 million. Their salaries are very modest by comparison. They also are very frugal in their expenditures. They don't advertise. They have only one central bank. They don't have branches. They don't have ATMs. They're very economically run, and that also helps make the bank and the community that depends on it very stable and prevents it from recession.